I mean,
let's talk about something more enjoyable. The Larry Sanders Show, episodes 10 and 11, The Book and Pain Equals Funny. The book was, you know, what you would expect. Larry wants to write a book about his life and career, and it causes all the regrets and hilarity and worries that that would cause. I thought Pain Equals Funny was some of Larry Sanders' best scenario making because of the fact that Paula is wrestling with taking another job and they sort of maneuver her into staying, which is hilarious because we know that Janine Garofalo leaves the show, and Phil having his writing suffer. It was a little bit paper thin in the the fact that he was either on or off, but I thought that was a fun way to treat that topic of like, you don't write as well, you don't create as well when you're happy.
Number one, I did not know that she leaves the show. So now I TIL. Yeah, both of these were very good shows that made me very uncomfortable. And, you know, this is my comfort watch, so I'm going to have complicated feelings about it.
What made you uncomfortable about either one, honestly?
Well, the book is made me uncomfortable because, like, literally I'm writing a book.
But is it a bio that you're writing? Okay. All right.
The other one, we've already talked about how like I like Artie at his best when he's, you know, just God and coming in and fixing everything. And this was another Artie is not God. He's a flawed human being episodes, which neither of them quite landed for me as much as I would like.
I can see where the book would maybe hit a little too close to home if you're working on a similar project, but that's also to Larry Sanders' credit that it hits that close to home, right?
Yeah. Well, and specifically also I almost want to shake Larry Sanders and say nobody makes money writing a book. What are you doing? You do it for the credibility. Come on.
Yeah. But I think that's what you're supposed to do, right? In almost all of these situations, you're supposed to want to shake Larry Sanders and tell him to stop because he's never doing the thing that he should. Pain Equals Funny. I didn't love that Artie feeling threatened by Paula, but on the other hand, that's realistic. And I did like
the part where Phil got good because he was miserable.
I wouldn't want them to have Artie be too perfect. And to me, this was the right measure of showing Artie's vulnerable side where he is worried about, you know, younger people coming in and taking his job. And that feels very real to me. The Phil thing was silly, but it was super fun silly.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I of the two, I would say that the Pain Equals Funny was better, more fun for me. The book just felt like if you've never been around somebody who's written a book, then this would all be novel. But I've been around a lot of people who have written a lot of books. So it was not very novel.
Bryce, what'd you think?
I thought these were both really strong. I really did like seeing, are we sure that this is Paula's, Janine Garofalo's final episode?
This is her final episode, but you had mentioned previously when we were talking that she leaves the show, and I think we confirmed that. I think we looked it up.
In any case, this definitely felt like a very soft, a definitive yet soft goodbye that we just start to see even less of Paula. And I thought it was a strong storyline for her to get, especially because we see, it's very interesting to see, you know, Paula like killed it. Paula basically killed it. And even still Larry picked, Artie over her. So, you know, very interesting. And then the book was fun. You know, I thought it was a lot of celebrities in that one also, you know, pretty much all of the guests and then some tried to counsel Larry, you know, out of the closet. And then just a fun reveal of like, well, just start the show and he'll show up. He'll just do it. He's going to do it.
That was a great moment. Like just like play the music, start it up. And it's like, I double dog dare you try to not do a show. And it's like, okay. And out he comes.
And it worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, when Mary Lou first appeared and we were like, where'd she come from? That's when we looked this up and realized that Mary Lynn Rashka replaces Janine Garofalo, except for, I think it's only two episodes in this season, The Matchmaker and this one, Pain Equals Funny. And this was the last one to be broadcast. Mm. Although I think The Matchmaker may have been the last one they shot. They were shown out of the order in which they were shot. So you don't get a real goodbye to Janine Garofalo, because I thought, oh, this is going to be the real goodbye. And then it turns out that they keep her. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe this isn't the real goodbye, but it turns out it is. This is the last episode she did for Larry Sanders Show.
And it would also like make a lot of sense for like Larry to have like a weird, you know, personal encounter with her. And then he just finds a soft way to never see her again, you know?
Indeed. Well, any other thoughts on Larry Sanders Show?
No, not much. I mean, these guys were kind of, I mean, in brand, on character. That's kind of the problem with shows that find their voice, is they tend to continue to speak exactly their voice, right?
Mm-hmm. And you're not seeing enough variation to keep you, well, not to not keep you interested, to surprise you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This next week we're gonna have the last episodes of season 5, and then season 6 is the final episode or the final season of the show. So we're around the corner.
Feels like we just started.
Does it?
No, not really. Feels like we've been watching it for a while. Honestly. All right, that is the Larry Sanders Show, episodes 10 and 11, season 5, The Book, and Pain Equals Funny. And that is it for Spoiler in Time. Thanks again for joining us. You get these episodes earlier if you're a patron, so go sign up, patreon.com/cordkillers. You also get the After Talk, where we talk a little more about what's going on, sometimes about what we're picking for Spoiler in Time, sometimes about why CBS All Access has a horrible interface, like today. You never know what you might get, so get that as well, patreon.com/cordkillers. We'll spoil you again next time.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.